When I think of the rain dance the American Indians used to do, I often wonder if they had to practice first. Wouldn't you want to have rain dance practice just to go over things again? To make sure everyone was doing the correct steps in the correct order? Maybe there were some new guys. Maybe the dance master had some new things he wanted to try out. There are all sorts of reasons why the Indians might want to play it safe and practice first. My question is, if they did hold practice, and the rain didn't come, how would they know they had done it right? If the dance is done correctly, shouldn't it rain? Or did the Indians figure the rain god knew it was only practice and he was waiting for the real thing? Then again, if it did rain right after practice, why not just cancel the dance and figure the next time you need rain, all you have to do is practice? These are the kind of thoughts that made it necessary to separate me from the other kids in school. You don't hear much of that elevator music anymore, do you? What's going on?